We're joined today by Amy Bethge, who is the Director of Health for the Housatonic Valley Health District. She joins us once each month here on Robin Hood Radio, and we talk about what the flavor of the month is. And I receive newsletters from her each month, and you can also do the same by going to their website. But it just so happens today that as we're talking is April 15th, and this month, April, is Stress Awareness Month. How are you this morning?
You know, I'm feeling good because I have filed my taxes, but yes, today can definitely be a very stressful day. And I think, unfortunately, every month can be a stressful month for folks. So we're talking today about some tips that people can use to hopefully ease some stress in their life and just educate them a little bit more about ways that stress can impact the body.
It's interesting how the change of seasons can cause a certain amount of stress for people as well. And it doesn't necessarily mean you're going from a good into a bad, sometimes the other way. Because I know at springtime, a lot of people will get the urge to try and make things better, you know, after the long winter.
Yes, for sure. And wintertime blues, seasonal affective disorder is actually what it's called, is something that we see a lot of people experience. So sometimes when, you know, the weather gets a little bit warmer, we're a little more likely to go outside. That can actually be a stress reliever, which is good because one of the things we do recommend for people to alleviate some of the stress in their lives is going outside, making some time to unwind, to connect with nature, take some deep breaths. Stretch, meditate, or just being active outdoors can really do a lot for our mental load.
Now, I notice sometimes in what's in your newsletter, it talks about the types of food and drinks you take in. Are there particular things that are better than others to help alleviate stress?
So diet is very much, as is exercise, is very much correlated with stress. So in addition to factors like work, finances, any type of health concerns we may be experiencing, relationships with family and friends. A lot of those things are drivers, unfortunately, that can cause stress in our lives. What we found, and there are studies, are things like physical activity and eating a healthy diet are both correlated to reducing stress. So I know we talked about nutrition a couple of months ago when we spoke, Mike. Really, all of those guidelines still apply, making sure we're eating a diet that's comprised of whole foods, we're eating our fruits, we're eating our vegetables, and we're eating as little processed food as possible. You'll find that if you do that over a sustained amount of time, you really do feel better, and that can help with the stress impact in your life as well.
Stress can impact your sleeping as well. Are there any thoughts on how, if you're having sleep issues, what might be good, effective ways outside of medicating to get some good sleep?
This is one we hear a lot, unfortunately. I think a lot of us, just as a society, whether it's the news cycle or things that are going on individually, sleep is something that can be very greatly impacted by stress. So something that can be really helpful is, again, getting out there and exercising. If we're tiring our body, and we see this, it's funny, I can see this with my dog in my own life. If he hasn't exercised enough, he gets frantic and he has a lot more energy and, you know, he seems like he's wound up. And if we exercise him, we're taking him outside, we're going for his walks and we're stimulating his mind. He is much calmer. He wants to sit next to me on the couch. He's much more cuddly. And really the same applies for people. If we're exercising our body and our minds and we're doing things in a healthy way, that can be a big reducer in stress and that can lead us to have a better night's sleep as well.
Also note too, another thing you mentioned is the use of vaping, smoking, and what are your thoughts on that?
Smoking, vaping, any type of tobacco or nicotine product has actually been shown to increase anxiety. People may experience that in the moment, although we know that people who smoke chronically and over time think that they do it, it can be a stress reliever in their lives. Really, what we find is that it does cause acute stress on the body. You will find over time, if you start to reduce your use of some of these products, and hopefully, you know, as you're working to eliminate vapes and tobacco from your life, the stress levels will go down in the long term.
Now, we've talked about exercising as a way to help your stress, and I want to segue that into your Community Health Spotlight April 2026 Walking Challenge. Can we talk a bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. So every year in the month of April, we have a walking challenge that we invite residents across our towns to participate in. Our lovely nursing and community health staff does a really good job of keeping it fun and competitive. They send an email out to our participants each week to let them know how they're performing. And the winner of the challenge, so the person who completes the most steps over the month, receives a prize. So this is something that over the past couple of years has been a really fun way to engage our community members, to allow them to participate in this challenge and to go out there and increase their steps in a fun and community-based way.
And you can sign up for this online as well. Is that the only place, or can you come by and sign up?
So you can do it online. You can go to our social media pages and we have a QR code that can be scanned. And also, if you come into any of our offices to sign up, we have a free pedometer that we can give you as well. So if you don't have maybe a smartwatch or some other way to track your steps, we'll give you one of those free pedometers and you can use that.
So this really isn't a per se organized thing where you all join together. You're just working in this particular month to exercise what as much as possible in order to win the prize.
Exactly. And then you're tasked with reporting the amount of steps that you've taken back to us. And then there's a winner at the end of the challenge.
So this goes on through the month of April. The offices, you have offices in Southbury, New Milford. You can drop by Sharon Town Hall as well. Now, the health district covers.
We cover six towns. We cover Southbury, Woodbury, and Oxford, Sharon, New Milford, and Washington.
And your health district offers a lot of other information on its website. Once again, we're talking with Amy Bethge, who is with the Housatonic Valley Health District. We talked a few programs back about radon test kits. Are those still available?
They are, and we encourage everyone to test at least every other year for radon in their homes. So we do have free test kits that are still available. That's another thing. When you're grabbing your pedometer in our offices, you can stop by and grab a free radon test kit as well. You just put them in your home and you mail them back, and then we'll give you a call with your results.
Anything else we should cover this month?
This time of year, we do also encourage folks to be mindful of flooding because this is the month for flooding per our emergency management work that we complete as well. Unfortunately, as folks may recall, a couple of years ago, we had some pretty substantial and severe flooding that impacted the towns of Southbury and Oxford, Newtown, some other towns in that portion of Connecticut. So this is something we want everyone to be aware of, and make sure you have a plan when it comes to flooding in your area. And you're staying tuned in to some of the news and resources that may alert you to things like flooding or really any type of emergency weather event. We know summer is really the prime time for some of those thunderstorms, so we just want to be mindful about any of those type of weather events that have the capacity to impact our everyday life or cause an emergency situation.
Probably the one that is most dangerous is when you have flash flooding.
And then some of the after effects of flooding in terms of water contamination, when there's standing water, we know that can draw things like mosquitoes to the area. So we have some good information about how you can prepare for a flood and then how you can manage some of the after effects of flooding on our website as well.
We've been talking with Amy Bethge, who is the Director of Health for the Housatonic Valley Health District. You can reach them online at hvhdct.gov. Her office number is 203-264-9616. April is Stress Awareness Month, and we'll speak with you again next month, Amy. Thank you.
Sounds good, Mike. Thank you so much for having me.